Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 30 on October 5th, 2018. I'm your host, Eric. And in this week's episode, we will cover the trades from last week on Applied Materials, AT&T, and ExxonMobil. And we discuss three new trades on Coty Inc., Transocean, and Anadarko Petroleum Company. It's always great to hear from listeners. So if you have any questions about the trades presented here or about your own positions, feel free to email me at eric@theweeklyoption.com. Once again, that's E-R-I-C at theweeklyoption.com. Now, I've also created a short video series to teach you all the basics of option trading you'll need to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit our YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. The biggest news that caught my attention in the U.S. this week was the signing of a new trade agreement with Mexico and Canada to replace NAFTA and keep us out of a trade war with two of our largest suppliers and customers. In the world of commodities, transportation costs play a significant role in the economics, so making sure that your geographical neighbors still want to trade significant quantities with you is vital to a healthy economy. So very happy to see that trade agreement go through. And let's take a look at what happened in the markets this week. So the Dow Jones Industrial Average finished the week hardly having changed. I mean, the index fell 11 points, which is less than half of a percent, ending the week at 26,447 points. The S&P 500 index fell roughly 1% or 28 points, ending the week at 2,885 points. As far as earnings go, there are 26 publicly traded companies listed as reporting quarterly earnings this upcoming week. On Thursday, we'll hear quarterly results from Delta Airlines, and on Friday, we will hear from several banks: Citigroup, JPMorgan Chase, Wells Fargo, First Republic Bank, and PNC Financial Services Group all will announce quarterly earnings on Friday, October 12th. So let's take a dive into or take a look at last week's trades and see how they performed. We'll start off, of course, with the covered call. We looked at Applied Materials symbol AMAT, A-M-A-T, Apple Mary Apple Thomas. Last week, when we looked at this trade, the stock was trading for $38.65. We looked at selling the November 39 call for $1.75, trying to capture a 5.43% return in 7 weeks. Now, this trade highlights the very thing I dislike the most in a covered call, and that's the fact that you're exposed to movements in the underlying stock. Applied Materials stock finished the week at $37.24, or $1.41 lower. Now, the call we sold also fell in value for 59 cents. So net-net, the trade can be closed out right now for a net loss of 82 cents a share. Now, given that this is a November trade, there's still lots of time on the clock. So what might we do? My first thought is to roll the strike of the short call position lower. That means buying back the call you just sold and selling a lower strike. So the way it would actually play out is you'd pay $1.16 for the November 39 call, locking in a 59 cent gain, and then you'd sell the November 38 strike for $1.51. That creates a lower break-even price for the position, for the actual stock position, and it buys us some more time to make this a winning trade. So considering the 59 cents you locked in when you buy back the call that you sold last week, and adding that to the $1.51 you will sell the November 38 call for, it's like selling the call for $2.10, wiping away the $1.41 drop in price of the stock and keeping your return outlook pretty high. Now let's take a look at the credit spread that we started on AT&T. So last week, AT&T, symbol T as in Thomas, the stock was trading for $33.58. We looked at selling the October 33-32 half put spread for 16 cents, which of course gives us a maximum loss on the trade of 34 cents. Now, AT&T shares gained 51 cents over the week. So that means the put spread we sold is inherently even further out of the money. That's a great thing. So if you were to close out the spread right now by buying it back in, you would only gain a couple of cents due to the bid-ask spread. You'd have to cross the bid-ask. But given that the stock is moving in the direction we wanted, which is higher since we sold a put spread, I'd definitely stay in. This trade expires in 2 weeks. It's an October trade, so expiration is on October 19th. Keep an eye on the stock if you sold this one. You want that stock to finish at or above $33 per share. Of course, your break-even point is $32.85, so hopefully the spread finishes out of the money and we get to keep the premium, the 16 cents we collected when we sold the spread. Now, the final trade from last week was on ExxonMobil, symbol XOM, X-Ray Oscar Mary. The stock was trading for $85.02 at the time. We looked at buying the October 84.84 half call spread for 36 cents with a maximum gain of 14 cents for roughly 39% in 3 weeks. Exxon stock finished the week 32 cents higher, which is a positive. That's a relatively small move, but remember, when we purchase debit spreads, we're buying in-the-money spreads. That means that if prices finish at the same price or better, we take home the full value of the spread. So we don't need big moves to win. We just need stock to stay the same or move up slightly if it's a call spread like this one is. So with the stock having moved up, our long call spread is more likely to remain in the money. There are two more weeks left in the spread, so if you close the trade today, crossing the bid-ask spread would actually cost you 5 cents. However, if you tried to enter this trade, the same trade again today, it's actually 4 cents higher, so that lets you know it's moving in the direction we want. The trade is working, so no need to exit. If prices stay right where they are today, in 2 weeks you lock in a 39% return, which is the amount that we planned on from the start of the trade. So not bad for 3 weeks of risk. Now, that's it for this week's trades, or last week's trades, rather. And before we dive back into this week's trades, I want to mention something I mentioned last week. So this week's show, once again, is being sponsored by the Option Studio. Why do we make learning to trade options so difficult? Why don't we teach the things that are important, like where do you make money, where do you lose money, and what can you do to adjust the trade to limit losses and make more money? That's what you'll learn in the Option Studio. They are enrolling students in the beta group right now at a 75% discount. So head over to www.theoptionstudio.com. That's theoptionstudio.com to learn more about this deal. I will be the main teacher for the course. So if you like this podcast, you'll definitely love the training. And I should also acknowledge that the technology issues from last week have been resolved. So if you tried to join but couldn't get through, that issue has been fixed, thankfully. It's made for a long week, but looking forward to having as many of you as possible join the course, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We already have a few people going through week one right now. We'll be posting videos for week two in the next day or two. So on to this week's trades. We'll start off like we always do with the covered call. I'm looking at a company called Coty Inc., symbol COTY, Charles Oscar Thomas Yellow. The stock is trading for $11.62, and I'm looking at selling the November 12 call for 62 cents, hoping for an 8.61% return in 6 weeks. Now, Coty is the maker of several household and beauty products, mostly focused around perfumes that sell under several high-end and luxury brands like Hugo Boss. The stock appears to be going a bit higher, so definitely hoping for the best with this covered call. If you're into covered calls, take a look at this one and check it out. Now, the credit spread for this week, we're looking at Transocean Limited, symbol RIG, R-I-G, that's Richard Isaac Gregory. Stock finished at $13.66 this week, and I'm looking at selling the October 13 half 13 put spread for 16 cents. Now, you would enter this trade by selling the October 13 half put for 34 cents and paying 18 cents for the October 13 put. Now, this is a 2 week trade, so given the limited time frame, and if you guys have listened to this podcast for the last a few months. You'll know what I'm talking about. Given the limited time frame, this is a risky trade because we won't have that much time to adjust it if it doesn't move in our favor. But I always like the idea of being able to, you know, collect some of this premium. And I mean, it's relatively high premium for 2 weeks. So definitely keep an eye on this trade if you decide to trade it. And we'll definitely discuss it next week. The final trade for the week is our debit spread. And I like these spreads because they give you a great possibility of a high percentage return in a short amount of time, while also limiting your loss to the amount of money that you paid for the spread. So we're looking at a debit spread on Anadarko Petroleum Company, symbol APC, Apple Paul Charlie. The stock finished at $69.12 this week. And I'm looking at buying the October 68 half 69 call spread for 33 cents, hoping to gain 17 cents or a 51% return on our capital in 2 weeks. Now, the warning once again is that this is a two-week trade, which makes it inherently a little more risky than if we had more time. But again, I like these trades. And the way I typically don't put as much capital behind a short-term trade like this, because I've certainly had them work against me in the past. And at times I swear them off and then I get brought right back in and I'll have one work. And then I forget my losses from previous times. So that's the warning. Having more time in a trade just gives you more time to make adjustments if the trade goes against you. So you can do more things to protect your capital. With a two-week trade, you don't have that. So we're a little bit open. So that is it for this week. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I look forward to having you join in on the show next week. Have a great week. Happy trading. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.